Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio.
You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we are having Pooja Desai, Lolita from the chat room, also co-hosting today, alongside of Metamorphosis. All right, guys. Well, we are now live and on air. And as always, we will be taking callers with questions on any part of their life. And we're trying to stick to one question per caller, one part questions only, depending upon the size of the queue and the amount of callers trying to get live on air today. Well, guys, Lolita, hello.
Hey, Adam.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I should be in chat in like 2 seconds.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. And we are going to have Pooja Desai joining us pretty soon. As always, it is a little bit of a commute for her to get onto the show. And we will be now featuring Metamorphosis here on the show from time to time. So we'll introduce the both of them as soon as they come into the queue. But to begin with the show today, go ahead, Mo.
Is chat open? Because it's not opening up for me.
I just opened it up.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So chat room's open, guys. Go over there. Have fun. Chat it up. All right. Well, for the beginning portion of our show today, we're going to be listening to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. Can now be found at zarina1.com. Today's track that we're listening to is track 2 entitled Serenity. All right, and just as a note, guys, we are going to get the show underway now. You were listening to track 2 entitled Serenity from the Oneness CD. Can now be found at zarina1.com. Check it out. Now, before we begin the show, we have our special co-host today on the show, Metamorphosis. Hello, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Adam. But I do want to just say this. There's a very terrible storm going on. in my area, so I'm hoping that I will not be knocked off. My computer went down a couple of times already.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, thanks for the heads up on that one, and we'll do the best we can.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, we are still waiting on Pooja Desai, our third co-host, to come in today. We're just going to go ahead and begin taking some callers here. Our first caller for today is under the area code 626. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. This is Tina.
Yes. And how may we help you?
I just had a question. Like last week, my boyfriend wanted to see me, and I told him I couldn't see him because it was like during the spiritual month that's going on. And he came anyway, and I just kind of wanted to know when you felt the next time I will see him. It just seems like the timing has been bad for both of us because we've been trying to
mm-hmm.
see each other. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, right now it just really feels like the timing's being messed with by the retrograde going on. And honestly, I feel that it's so unpredictable right now. Like, it's going to be hard to pinpoint an actual predicted timeline on that because
mm-hmm.
the schedules, like you said, are so chaotic and aren't really matching up at this point. I also feel that right now it's like you guys are meant to talk again, but at this time you're meant to also focus on your individual selves beforehand, which is another reason why the Mercury retrograde is interfering with it. I feel that there's something you need to do on your end with yourself and your development, and then something they need to do on their end with themselves and their development.
I see.
I do feel that that will be coming up pretty soon.
Okay. And so when he came down, like, after I told him I couldn't see him, like, he was being persistent into wanting to see me, but I just couldn't because
mm-hmm.
I had, like, other things. And, it sucked because I can't just get up and go like I was living alone, you know? And I think he understood that. But did he really think that he was going to see me? I'm kind of bothered that he did come and I couldn't see him. But why did he come? Like, you know, did he come also to enjoy LA or did he just come just to see me?
It was actually he came to enjoy LA and to see you, hon.
Did he really think that he could see me after I told him I was not able to, like, leave my...
He thought there may have been a possibility that he could have seen you after all, but he, after making such a effort, did realize that you were really being honest about that.
Yeah, okay. So,
thank you for calling in. I'm sorry?
Hello.
I was just going to say something.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Is the caller still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay, what I'm seeing is that there are a lot of mixed signals, mixed messages going on. Although you're saying to him that you don't want to see him, I don't think you're really creating the boundaries that you need to create with this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's sort of a game playing going on between the two of you.
No, I didn't tell him I didn't want to. I couldn't because of just the circumstances I was in. I couldn't see him.
Him to override what you said, there's a couple of things that are coming up. One has to do with trust issues, and also control issues. And what I'm going to suggest to you is to establish a boundary. And when you say you can't see someone and they show up anyway, that is really in violation of your boundaries. And that's something you must establish immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's going to just get out of hand. And you're going to, and there's a lack of respect for what your wishes are. And it's really important.
Exactly.
I really have to apologize. There's a terrible storm going on. I can hardly even hear myself. But
it's
all about establishing boundaries. It's all about control. It's all about trust. And my suggestion to you is to establish that right away for yourself and to have a healthy relationship. Thank you for calling in and sharing
Thank
with
you.
Us. That's wonderful. Thank you. Bye. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, Metamorphosis. Thank you for stepping in there. I knew there was something that needed to be relayed to her in message, and it had to do with her working on herself a bit, but I wasn't able to see specifically how to bring that message across, and you really did a great job on that.
Well, thank you. I just want to say hello to Lolita. I didn't get a chance to say hello to her. How are you, Lolita?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now that I heard your voice, I'm doing better. Thank you.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry that I missed you in Philadelphia. I was so busy.
That's okay. There's always the next time.
Yes, I'll be back for our 9-day ritual up in Pennsylvania, so I'll definitely will reach out to you. But thank you for being on the show today, by the way.
Thank you. It's an honor for me to be here. Thank you.
Awesome.
And it's an honor for all of us to have you here.
Right.
Cool. Our next caller is coming in under the area code 360. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. My name's Lori.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm doing okay. I'm wondering about my friend Bill. I give him the key to my apartment for, you know, in case of emergency and all that, because he's about the only person I really know right now. And then yesterday I was, you know, I told him I was going to a garage sale in the morning, and then he showed up when I wasn't home, but he left me a note saying that his phone was out, even though the night before he told me to, you know, F off, you know, because I asked him about some stuff. And, and then I thought it was strange that he would just show up here, drive all the way to Bellingham from where he is, and, you know, just to use my phone to call his sister to put more minutes on his phone. I just feel like there's something strange going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on, and I'm thinking I should ask for my key back.
Okay. Yeah, well, immediately I'm sensing that he's blowing off steam. I mean, that's quite obvious. But I'm also sensing that he's kind of on a downward spiral. You know, I feel there's a bit of self-destructiveness happening within him, but I'm feeling what's really set this off in his direction towards you is I feel like there was a miscommunication, or he misunderstands something, misunderstood something that you were trying to communicate with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do feel it's best to right now either discuss this with him or just basically get your key back, like you said. Right now, I think pulling away from this situation, letting him come to his own decisions would be good, but you have to make sure that you're protecting yourself at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think he has any. Do you know why he showed up here when he knew? I think he knew I wasn't going to be home. He's trying to deny it, but do you think he has any plans to do anything bad?
I don't see that he has any plans to do anything bad, but I can't help but think that there's someone else out there he's been talking to.
Oh, you mean like another woman?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like there's another woman or there's somebody else that he's talking to, and I just don't get a good feeling from his actions right now.
Oops, sorry, I dropped the phone.
Oh, that's quite all right. What I was saying is that there's someone else out there he's talking to, and I'm really not getting a good feeling from his actions nor his vibrations.
Okay.
So we don't like to give bad news, but, you know, we have to tell you the truth, good or bad.
Yeah, I haven't been feeling good about things lately either.
Hey, Adam, may I ask a question?
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Hello? Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. What is your name?
My name's Lori.
Lori. Okay, Lori, I have a question, and the cards are actually what I'm seeing here. It's a very unhealthy relationship, and the question is, by him having your key, what is the payoff for you that he is holding on your key? Because as long as he holds your key, there is a reason for him to come back and a reason for you to be in communications with him. And my question to you is, what is the payoff you are? How are you benefiting by being in this relationship with this person who comes and goes as he pleases into your apartment? And I am in total agreement with Adam. In my cause, there is someone else in his life. So my question to you is, why aren't you allowing a possibility of someone new to come into your life that would appreciate who you are and will be there totally for you? Do you have any understanding of what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
So what is the payoff? Why are you holding? Why is he holding on to your key?
Well, I went and got it last week, and then we did some stuff during the weekend, and he got it back, and it was something, and he got it back, and then he didn't give it back.
Mm-hmm. Did you ask for it back?
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
I was kind of afraid.
There's a reason why the cards are saying that you're allowing him to hold on to your key, because as long as he's holding on to your key, there is no closure in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, is it working for you? Is the relationship working for you?
No, it's not. It's
so then
not at
why
all.
I have to step in and say right now, I'm just really feeling like you need to build upon your self-confidence. You for the longest were able to be very confident in yourself and in most areas of life. But when it comes to him, I'm sensing like you've always had a side of weakness for him. And I'm feeling that he's never really treated you with the full amount of respect he was supposed to treat you with. Now, I'm sorry for interrupting you, Metamorphosis. Go right ahead.
No, you're very much on what you're saying. It is all about confidence. It is all about self-respect. And when we give away that energy or that power to someone outside ourselves, the outcome is generally not very good. It can be very painful and very, very hard, disheartening. But you have to go within yourself and ask yourself the question, because this is what I'm seeing in the cards. There has to be a reason that you're holding on to and keeping that connection with a key. Take that key back. And allow it to open up your heart and allow it to go within you.
Yeah,
you
I'd like to get it.
You
I
can.
Think
or
I
you
feel
have
more
to,
comfortable.
Well,
yeah.
You can either get, well, listen, you can either get the key back by asking for it, it's your key, or you can change the tumbler or the lock on your door.
Yeah.
You have that ability. You have that power to do it. You have the power. Don't give it away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think this is a test also from the universe for you. I think that it would be better for you to approach him and ask for the key back, to get it back, rather than changing the tumbler. Changing the tumbler or changing the lock is a great suggestion, and I feel is a good solution. But I feel that it would be avoiding the lesson that you need to learn in this. You need to get that key back because you asked for it back.
Yeah.
Exactly. And And the lesson is, what is it that you're holding on to? Because you can ask for the key back or change the tumbler, but
mm-hmm.
you can still keep that connection going. You have to ask yourself why.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
So it's important to understand that.
Of course.
Yeah. Have you had any
The thing is that it's saying here that you're not going to be alone for the rest of your life. You're not going to end up in a relationship and not have enough time to enjoy it. We have as little or as much time in this lifetime as we require to meet our goals and to actually be able to enjoy said success. We will not leave until we are ready. Okay, and you need to let go of that concern. You need to let it go, and you need to be in the knowing that it's going to happen, and it's going to happen in the way that you want it to happen, because that's your major goal, and the universe is going to see to that. But right now, you have to meet that universe halfway in order to manifest that in your life. This particular situation has been preventing you from moving forward with your own life and achieving that success that you have used this situation to try and gain.
Yeah.
Can I add something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I just want to add that when you really respect yourself and you really want the best for you and the only best thing for you in life, you'll realize that all the stuff that you're having troubles with, it's just taking you 10 steps back. When you always put yourself first, you're actually, you know, working on yourself. And I just feel like the whole situation will be, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but all I'm saying is that put yourself first. Do some soul searching like I would tell anybody that's going through this and allow yourself to change as a person. And the more you enable everyone else, the more that you're not helping anyone, especially you. So I would just say take the time out for yourself. Love yourself. Do whatever you need to do. And just realize, like, whatever Adam and Metamorphosis is saying to you, it's going to happen. But it only happens when you're ready for it. And at this point, you have a lot going on, you know, spiritually that you do need to take care of. So when you put yourself first, just know that the man that you really want manifest for will be on the same spiritual plane as you. And just know mm-hmm. that when you do meet that, you will be in the knowing that you don't have to worry. When you keep seeking, it's because it's something that you're lacking. You have a void. So take mm-hmm. this time, get your key back from this person, and it's all about you. And you take the time to work on you as long as it takes you. There's no rule to this game. There's no time to this game. You
mm-hmm.
will just know when is that time for you to move on. So put your ego down, and you know there's lots of forms of ego, and just work on you. And if you need some spiritual counseling, Adam is fabulous. He's worked with me. Metamorphosis is actually fabulous too. So, you know,
yeah.
do definitely take a look at our website. And Pooja, who is not on yet, she's a great reconnective healer. So at this time, I would just truly work on you because no one else is more valuable than yourself. So do
right.
the work on yourself, and only you can do that. And that's your choice in life. So the next step that you do is your choice, nobody else.
Yes. And true magic, my darling, comes from having faith within oneself and within your capabilities. And you have it all laid out there for you. You have the power within you to change your world into what you want it to be. We all do. You know, the key is really within us.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling in, and it's been great having you here. Hope we've been able to help you and shed some light onto your situation.
Yeah.
And we all send you lots of love through the white light and blessings to you. And I hope you go ahead and do it and take that next step for yourself. So blessings and have a great night, hon.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Lolita, I know we have a question from the chat room, so go ahead and shoot.
Sure. We have a question from Linda. Linda's from Tempe, Arizona, and her question is regarding her relationship with Tom.
With Tom. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, actually, the first thing that I was picking up when going over this question is that I feel like there has to be a reconnection of sorts between her and Tom. So if she could confirm that through the chat room, whether or not there needs to be a reconnection, I feel like there needs to be. I feel like Tom's been quite a bit distant, but that reconnection is going to happen. It's going to be any day now. It's going to be pretty soon. He's been kind of preparing for it, and I feel like there's been a hidden connection behind all of this, more in the spiritual sense of, I wouldn't say telepathic communication, but being able to sense each other's emotion or vibration at any given time. Okay, well, I just got the confirmation here in the chat room. So what I'm going to tell you is that this is going to go very well for you. Everything that you felt it can be, it will become, okay? I feel like Tom is becoming much more spiritually inclined where he wasn't so much before. And I feel that you even helped him open up his eyes to certain situations just by sending him positive energy and vibrations through the spiritual world. I feel that you've been able to help him transition through a lot of rough points that he's had here. So that reconnection will happen, and that's going to be pretty soon here. Metamorphosis, what are you getting on this one?
Very similar to what you're suggesting. I am getting a reconnection, but I do have a question. Are there any children involved with this relationship? Are there any children in, that may be involved here? And I know it's
Let
in
me,
the chat room.
Hold on 1 second. They're going to respond back.
All right. Well, just as a note for anyone listening while Lolita's reading on their response here, please visit housepsychic.com for any of the services that we are offering up until the end of this month. You can get 10% off if you enter the promo code RADIO with a capital R. All right, Lolita, have we gotten our response?
Yes, she has a son from someone else, but not them together.
Okay, because I'm getting something here very strong with a child. I don't know if it was a son or a daughter, but it's very strong in the reading here. I do believe that the person in the chat room was asking the question is vibrates on a little bit of a higher elevation when it comes spiritually, because of some of the work that this person has done. Also, she has connected with this man because he actually needs to learn from her, and she needs to have patience, because there's a lot going on with him and maybe even his son. It's not clear, but I'm getting something in the card that with the relationship between he and his son that needs to have some work. So I do believe that the connection is good for them. There is a very high spiritual card here, sort of like a guide card that will bring her the answers that she's looking for. I would suggest meditating, and I would suggest to really have patience and go slow. Go slow with this man, because he wants to understand, and he wants to go forward on with his life. When I say that, I'm not talking physically, but on a spiritual level. It's just that it's somewhat, he may be coming from a lot of logic, so he may have some, you know, going back and forth with logic and spirituality. Just be patient, but the cards are good. They are good.
She had mentioned that family is really important to him and her too. And I think that's great. But I think everyone, you know, has to deal with family situations on their own timing. And it seems like Linda may just be on a different level than the gentleman. Mm-hmm. And so while just to let Linda know, while everything is going on, just know that it's going to happen, but only when it's supposed to happen in divine timing. So go up and knowing and doing all of her spiritual work. And just know that you never know who may come next in her life that will be on the same plane of the same thing as her. So lots of love to her.
Of course. And you know what? There is one last message coming through, and it's two love doves, okay, sitting in a park. And they are just enjoying each other's company, and they've got, like, their wings over each other. And you know what? This is a signal that that reconnection is going to happen no matter where or how it comes about. It's going to happen. And I think that it's been planned out too much, and now it's no longer going to be planned out. It's just going to happen as it happens.
Yeah, she was also saying that he does come from his head a lot, but he's really in his touch with his heart as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
But I think that's
like,
all right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that.
Well, that's great that you know he is in touch with his center, his heart center, and that's so important for all of us because sometimes we can be very much thrown off balance. So. I'm glad to hear that, and just be patient. I guess that's the message I'm getting from this reading. It's really patient, and go slow with him. He's going to be okay, and you're going to be okay together.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, many blessings to you, Linda, and, you know, great having you on the chat room here asking your question. Feel free to come back at any time or get our services offered through HousePsychic.com. Metamorphosis, what's the name of your website?
My website is www.newhopeministers.com.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. Our next caller is coming by the area code 718. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Lisa.
Nice to meet you, Lisa. No problem. And how may we help you?
I was wondering what you pick up for me for future love.
Wow. Great question. Well, I'm going to take a moment to connect, but Metamorphosis, if you're getting something, feel free.
Yes, I'm just moving the cards around a little bit. Give me a second, and I will see what comes up.
Okay. The first thing that I'm feeling as Metamorphosis is connecting here doesn't necessarily relate directly to love life, but I'm feeling like court case or some type of legal stuff. The first thing I pulled out was seeing a judge sitting on their chair while being approached by two different parties.
Okay.
Would this make any sense to you?
No, not right now.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling like you might end up, I don't know why, but I'm feeling like you might end up running into a legal matter. Now, I'm not seeing it as a bad thing, though. This is what's really confusing me. I feel like it's a good thing because I feel like you're going to walk away with it with boatloads of money.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling like it's also a good thing, not just because you're going to make money off of it, but because there's somebody that's going to be involved in this that has to be taught a lesson.
Okay.
Okay.
Well.
So just be aware.
Okay. Court case.
Now, Metamorphosis, you were connecting to her question.
Yes. The cards are really interesting, what I'm seeing, Lisa. It looks like that the cards are showing here that you're working very hard. Now, I don't know if that means working physically on the type of work you do, but it shows that you're working very hard. And you're not, I mean, there is some gain from it, but it's not the way you would appreciate or want from it. You'd want more from all your hard work. Right next to that card is someone that you're either going to meet in the workplace or some sort of an organizational type work that you may be in. Are you involved in any kind of organizational work or anything like that?
I mean, I'm part of different organizations.
Okay.
And I go to a lot of networking events, so that's work-related events that I go to, run by organizations.
Okay. Because I keep seeing organization, and there's someone there that you're going to meet, and this person is going to be a little bit younger than you, actually, and it's going to start out as a good friend. Now, the thing is, it's not going to be someone that you sort of planned in your head what you thought your relationship should be like, or the person that you think you'd like in your life, but this person is really going to be very healthy for you. It's going to bring a certain amount of balance into your life, and also you're hard. When it comes to working hard, sometimes we never feel that we're rewarded. Just keep doing what you're doing. Stay on that path, and that person will come to you. Now, it's interesting that Adam did see something with a legal matter, I think he mentioned, because
yeah.
I'm also picking up here in my reading that there may have been money that should have come to you. Now, that could be in the form of a raise, or that could be in the form of maybe a lawsuit or an insurance policy that had to pay off, but it did not come to you as what you expected. And again, it could be a raise, it could be an inheritance, it could be money that you felt you were, and I'm going to use the word, I don't like the word, but I'm going to use the word entitled to. It's okay. You're going to be okay. You are getting at this time in your life, what you need, and to learn from that. What the energy of the card is saying to me is, stay on track. Don't become discouraged. Leave yourself open to wonderful possibilities, because they're out there, and especially this person that I see coming into your life. And it's not going to be that far away, actually. Let me just see if I can pick up some kind of a timeline. Oh, I'm going to just say the number 5 is coming up, so that could be in 5 months or it could be in 5 days. I don't know for sure. But there is going to be someone that either part of your organization or your workplace that is going to be a friend to you and maybe a little bit younger than you. Has any of that happened, or are you coming across any of what
no,
I'm saying?
No, you are on point with what I wanted to tell you, and I don't want to forget your thought, but I want to tell you what you are on point with. Work has been on my mind. I write independently, and right now I'm doing a volunteer writing assignment, but it's starting to feel like the work that I'm trying to quit right now. I work for a publication where I feel I'm completely underpaid, and I'm getting ready to quit that. And this
volunteer thing
is starting to feel exactly like that. And that is where I'm frustrated, where I feel like I'm working so hard. That literally was exactly what I've been going through all day and all week. So I wanted to tell you that.
That's what's coming up.
Okay,
very
guys, hold on one moment. 5,000 comes in. Don't know why. Now 5, go 000. Ahead.
5,000, okay.
Well, there's a 5 in my reading here, too. And
wow.
And what I'm saying to you is, yes, I see, it has, it's interesting, you came with one question to the show, and sometimes when you do readings, and Adam would also, I'm sure, would agree with it, you have a question, and when you pull the card, it's so far away from the actual question, but
yeah,
it's very strong. It's so strong in your reading, and what I'm getting more in your reading is a frustration that you're not being compensated for the amount of energy you're putting out.
Yes,
but
that's
exactly. But you are being compensated. You are. It may not be on the material level. You are being compensated on a much higher level. You're going to the cards. I mean, the cards are wonderful cards. Also, your emotions. I would, you know, that's another thing I would suggest to try to, you know, maybe when you, if you can get in touch with Pooja, you can do some energy work with you, because she's very good at that, and she can help you with your emotions, because your emotions are a little bit on a roller coaster ride, you know. It's like,
yeah, right,
you know,
now they feel that way, because I was feeling a little balanced, but then when I have to go back to this writing thing, that I'm like, wow, my creativity starts to not want to, it doesn't want to start, it will just flow, because I feel a little frustrated about it, because I'm like, this situation feels like the one I'm trying to get out of. It's not supposed to feel like this.
Yeah. Well,
and
let me
ask
you. Okay, well, hold on. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting here, but it's like, okay, you guys are doing great. I don't mean to interrupt, but I keep getting little tidbits and messages here and here. Sam is one name, and then there's a separate name coming in under Tracy. I don't know who Sam or Tracy are, but the first one that came up was Sam. So do you know a Sam? I feel like it's a masculine energy. It's a male.
No, I have not met anyone Sam in years, and no one that no one that I even know that I actually I know a Samuel, but I don't even talk to him. He's a kid.
Samuel, okay. And what about this other name here?
Tracy is someone I knew in high school or middle school, but I don't speak to her anymore, and she lives really far away. Like, I don't keep in touch with these people.
Okay. Wow. Well, I'm feeling then that it might either be a blast from the past, or they might be two totally new people with similar names coming in to help you with your career path. I think it's two new people, to be honest, but it could just be a blast from the past. It's these names coming in, and I just want you to be aware of them. And go right ahead, Metamorphosis. I do apologize once more for interrupting.
That's okay. Again, it goes back to, let's talk about your frustration and you feel you're not being compensated. Well, my question to you, do you have passion for the type of work that you do?
Oh, I do. I just,
okay.
The frustration is for some reason I feel like I'm not being appreciated versus
compensated. Let me put you on hold for a minute, because if you have passion for what you're doing, when you put money in the way of what you have passion for, you talked about losing your creativity, that's what happens. The money will come. It's going to come. You're going to make loads of money. I see that in your cards. It's just right now you're being, your creativity is being blinded by money. Don't allow that to happen. Because when that happens, if you think you're frustrated now, if your creativity becomes blinded or you're not able to tap into it, you don't know what frustration is, because you are a very creative soul, and your purpose is to write. But you're going to write. Right now you are where you are because it's like being in school. We're learning and we're going through steps. You are going to write where people will heal, and that is what you're going to do. But you have to take the steps and the challenges. And the feeling of frustration, it's actually a good feeling. Don't look at it as being a negative. It's actually good, because that feeling is actually going to push you to go further with what you love to do. And it may not be in where you're working now. It's only, remember, everything is impermanent. Nothing stays forever. It keeps changing. You're there for now to learn your lesson, but don't lose your passion for what you're doing. And don't allow
money.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever will.
Well, if you put money in front of it, it can
happen.
Yeah.
And I can agree with Metamorphosis is saying, because I was just there with my business. We don't think we are, but we have the capability of stopping creativity because we're allowing other things to come in our way. So don't think that you're not going to do it, because I said the same thing, but it does happen. You stop the flow from coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lolita.
I was thinking about what I started to realize is that it's very difficult for me to write on a deadline, and that's where all my frustration began, was the timeline, because I was like, okay, 3-4 days, I don't know, maybe I need 8 days.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about. And then all this other frustration started to develop out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when someone puts constraints on my writing is where I get frustrated. And then the money comes in later when I'm frustrated about the deadline. That's
mm-hmm.
where my mind works. I mean, I'm just explaining, so because when you're talking to me, I'm starting to think about how it really started, and it's the deadline
mm-hmm.
that gets to me. And then everything else will trickle in because of the deadline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, it's, and it keeps building.
I like to
building.
Feel free when I'm writing.
Yes, and you are, and it's your choice. It's your
mm-hmm.
choice to feel free.
Yeah.
You have that
and
choice.
You know what? I think that by people putting the constraints or deadlines on your writing, it is going to affect you because you're not going to feel so free to create. You know, but you have to put yourself in a mindset that even though you know there's a deadline on it, you're not gonna make your creativity have to go necessarily by that. You have to pretend as if that deadline isn't there.
Mm, okay.
And you gotta just think of the universe just throwing you challenges. So are you gonna allow the universe challenges get in your way? No, it's throwing you challenges until you realize that you have to learn how to deal with deadlines. Don't let a deadline deter your path on what you're supposed to do in this lifetime. So you have to look at it. The universe wants to know, how are you going to handle it? You haven't handled it right, guess what? I'm throwing you another challenge. That's all it's doing. And when you allow the deadlines to come in your way without no hesitations, you will freely realize how much stuff is going to come in your way. And that's a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. It's
all right.
Well,
Okay,
we have about two more people in the queue.
I'm sorry.
So
I just wanted
to
clarify something that you said. Do you pick up a timeline as far as that money or anything with someone named Sam? Because a court case sounds very strange to me, but I mean.
Okay. Well, the court case really came in just as a court case, didn't get a timeline on it, and no, it is not related to the two names that I gave you.
Okay. Is it related to anything regarding bills or student loans or anything like that?
Actually, I don't think so. I think this is something where you end up going in for a service somewhere or, you know, it's not so much related to the home life because I'm seeing it separate to the home life.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate you all taking the time. Thank you very much.
Maybe you're welcome, and thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adam
yes,
and Metamorphosis.
Yeah.
Next question is, Alicia wants to know if she's going to have a problem with Linda getting the damage. I guess the damage is for her car repair.
You know, as much Linda wants to fight it, I don't think she's going to have a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I just give me a second. I don't see it as a problem. There is some sort of a money issue here that may come up. I mean, there may be some sort of a disagreement maybe for the amount of money or the amount of damage, but it will be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
And, you know, for Alicia, I really want to suggest writing her name down on a piece of paper, putting it on a plate, a flat plate, taking a glass of water, putting the name in that glass of water, putting the plate on top of it and turning it upside down, keeping it by the front door until all the water has evaporated or gone away.
Right.
Just as an extra precaution. It's something that came to mind.
All right.
All right, guys. Cool. Well, thank you for that question from the chat room, Lolita. And our next caller is under the area code 503. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. This is
Hello,
Yvonne.
How are you doing today?
Hello.
I'm doing
yes,
well.
Yes, Yvonne.
So I think I have kind of a two-part question, or maybe it's two different questions.
Okay.
Because I was going to, my original question was I just kind of wanted to see if you had any insight in a possible love life.
Yes. For one moment, hold on. Do you go by Yvonne Rose by chance?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you picked up on Rose. It's kind of my pseudonym that I use for myself, Rosebud.
Okay. Just wanted to throw that out there because I got something on that. But go on.
Well, I've actually thought about, you know, changing my name. So
oh,
I
wow.
like the name a lot. So. Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm just kind of curious as far as if you have any guidance or insight on when someone might come into my life or if there's someone in my life already that I'm not, that I may be missing. But then as I was holding, I wanted to ask about a friendship that has crumbled over the past 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
I ran into him yesterday, and I just want to know exactly what happened there. I'm kind of confused about it, I think.
Well, number one, I feel that spiritually you're evolving and reaching a much higher position than this person. And I feel this person, as open-minded sometimes as they can be, really are not on that same frequency, but on a lower level of transition in their lives. And so you're basically, I don't want to say you're leaving them behind because you're not. They can always, you know, evolve. But I feel that because you're moving to different heights, you're moving to a different level and different frequency, you know, they're being left behind because they haven't evolved to that point, nor are they ready to.
Okay. Yeah, it's confusing to me because there was no real reason for it to crumble, and it did.
Yeah. And that's just because you're reaching bigger and better spiritual heights, and those that, you know, will only hinder you in the long run will be left behind in a sense.
Okay. That makes sense.
Now, I feel that this person, not to say anything bad about them, but this person really is a great person internally, and I feel externally sometimes really shows that. But ultimately, this person is going through their own process and is not ready to evolve at this point.
Okay. Yeah. All that makes sense.
Now, as far as the love life is concerned here on your first question, I do feel that there's someone out there. I feel it's going to be coming in November or December. I'm actually feeling more like November, but I have to put December in there because it's just the last month of the year. But anyway, I'm a little crazy like that. What I'm seeing is November timeline, the second week in November, somebody coming in that is going to be of some better quality for you, but right now is working on yourself, working on this new spiritual height and development that you've been working on. And yeah, you know what? You are evolving into who you truly are, and that's great. That is a wonderful thing. You know, and I think you've had to go through a lot of struggles with yourself because you've had to slap yourself, you know, on the butt a few times to say, hey, get to work.
Yeah,
but you're
so
doing
true.
Good, you know.
So if this is not somebody who's here now, it's somebody, will it be somebody new then?
And it is someone totally new. The person from the past, I feel, is still somewhat of an opportunity, but I really feel like the person from the past that was romantic opportunity for you is also someone that is going through their own process and not willing to really and truly put in the effort and work that it takes to evolve at this point. I think that they were, but then they decided it's too much work for them right now.
Okay.
So, metamorphosis, do you agree or disagree? What are you getting?
Okay, can you please say your name for me?
You bet. It's Yvonne.
Yvonne. Okay, Yvonne, Yvonne. Okay, Yvonne, there's a couple of things that are coming up in the reading and the vibration here. Is there any kind, I don't know if you do, or is there any kind of a legal, do you do legal work, or is there anything legally going on around you that has to be resolved or anything along those lines?
Yes, there is, actually.
There is?
I'm in the middle of a tax audit.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, all right. Okay, so, okay. And say your name again, and then there's a reason why I'm asking you this, because I get a vibration from your name. So can you please say it again?
Sure. It's Yvonne.
Yvonne, okay. All right, Yvonne. Mm-hmm. There's also
hello?
A card of there's, yeah, hello? Yeah.
I'm yeah, go on. I thought you went bad.
Did you want to say something, Adam? I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you had dropped the call or something there for a minute. You went
no,
bad
no,
for
no,
a minute
no. It's just that when I hear her name, the vibrations are coming through, and I'm because there's a lot of mixed energies that I'm getting here. I mean, she came in with one question, and I'm picking up so many other things. I see some maybe a little bit of fear or depression in her reading, and I'm trying to understand, and that's why I asked a legal question, what's going on legally? And I know that's probably a very big concern for you. Is that correct, Yvonne?
It is, but it's just, it's like a process, and it's not as ugly as you might think.
Okay,
it is.
Well, the outcome is going to be okay.
But my mom passed away May 30th,
okay.
So you might be
okay, okay,
me.
So there's a little sadness there. Now, also, I'm also seeing someone, in the reading, there's someone that had some sort of, and you already shared, your mom passed away, but I see someone with some sort of a blood issue. It could be, you know, something not too good with dealing with the blood. And I don't know what, you know, what your mother passed away from. But I'm
diabetes.
Seeing that. I'm sorry?
She had diabetes and she.
Okay, that's where, that's what I'm picking up.
She passed with kidney failure. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm picking up. And you know, there was something, a disorder with the blood. And so there's a lot of, when I hear you say your name, Yvonne, I'm getting a lot of mixed signals. I mean, the legal matter, the loss of your mom, this person that was in your life and left your life. There are a lot of questions you're asking. There's a lot of closures that haven't really come yet. Now, Yvonne, to lose a mother is a very, very deep and very sad thing, and it takes time. It takes time. So allow yourself that time to heal. Allow yourself that time to heal. Now, again, with this person that left you, just, you know, your mom left you, this person left you. There's a lot of people leaving, and you're asking yourself why, you know, why, what's going on? The only thing I can say, and there's only so much I want to say on air. You may want to call Adam after the show and talk more about this. I don't want to say much more. I don't want to say much more publicly.
I've got to suggest that her mom has a message for her, so please get a private reading. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would suggest you call Adam about that, and Adam and I can talk about it after the show so I can share with him what I picked up from the reading. But it's, you're going, all the cards are saying the outcome, the end result is you are going to be okay, and you are going to find peace, And I'm not going to say more than that because it's a very deep and heavy reading. Are you okay with that, Yvonne?
Yeah, no, okay? I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for luck. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. And Yvonne, the website that I want you to go to for that is howpsychic.com. Okay?
How?
How, as in H-O-W.
Okay.
Thank you. And once more, your mom does have a message for you, so please go on there and check that out. Thank you for calling in. Have a wonderful evening.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I have another chat question.
Not enough time. We ran out of time on the show.
Can you get it? Can we do this one? We need to do this one.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This lady's name is Layla Espirito, and she has two children, and she wants to know if there's anything blocking her as far as negative energies or chakras. She says she's asked to, this is the one we were trying to contact before Adam. I don't know if we remember her or not. I think there's a lot going on, but what do you feel?
Yeah, there is. She has something very dark on her. It's been placed on her by a group of three, one particular leader. I'm feeling this is deeply rooted, and she needs some good removal work.
Okay, I will let her know,
too. This has been around for at least 4 years.
Okay.
It's been intensified over the past few months, but it's been around a little bit longer than she thinks it has.
Okay. I'm going to just give her the website.
Yeah, give her the website, let her know what to do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, as always, it is an honor and a pleasure to be co-hosting the show with you. And we thank all of our callers and listeners here on Psychic Talk Radio, for it is truly and thanks to you that our show is successful each and every week and has been growing. Once more, namaste and good night.
Good night. Blessings all.
Blessings.